This episode is brought to you by RPGBomb.com, an online service that allows their members to set up unique personal profiles that could be linked together through networks of friends and associates.
Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho!
Dungeons and Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th edition.
This is the Vorpal Network.
All right.
Indeed.
It is Melissa.
Okay. Let's start. Move her towards Abominable 5. Or let's get her so she's 5 away from Abominable, I guess.
This guy, right?
Uh-huh.
There you go. The Hulk.
Okay. And then she will cast Guardian of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And let's put the Guardian of Faith, I don't know, like right at Abominable's left feet there.
So the Guardian of something?
It's like a statue, and it moves into the turn, like if it moves into its area, like it attacks or something like that?
Yeah, if anything that's adjacent to it takes damage, or takes a will attack, basically. Mm-hmm. So. Oh, nice. 22 versus its fortitude.
Mm-hmm. That is its fortitude.
Whew. 12 points of damage.
Okay.
From the Ghostly Guardian. Burst of radiance erupts from it and sears its foes. And
so the dot attacks it.
Yeah. And we'll keep going. So. And then she will burn an action point.
Mm-hmm.
And cast command.
Okay.
Ooh.
Is it versus will?
It will be versus will.
Will's 20.
No, does not hit it.
Becca, now you have a choice. You can either try to escape or you can attack.
Okay. So if I try to attack, then he's going to eat me.
Actually, Melissa will do a FUM awesome with the command.
Okay.
And knock him prone.
All right.
Which I'm assuming would break the hold he's got on.
Make a... Well... Make an acrobatics check, Becca.
Okay.
And tell me what you get. Or what's more powerful? What's stronger in yours, athletics or acrobatics?
Athletics.
Then make an acrobatics check.
Make an acrobatics?
Uh-huh. Damn. No, athletics. Whatever's the stronger one is, take that one.
23.
All right. Yes, you come out of... Yes.
Ooh, where do I land?
Oh, you're right really crappy at acrobatics? Make an acrobatic.
I'm assuming she lands prone.
Yeah. All right. And Becca, it is actually your turn to move action to stand up.
Okay.
Ding! And you're too far away from him.
You could charge him.
Yeah, you could charge.
Just do a basic attack on him.
Kind of rude, but you could. He did try to eat you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that made me angry. I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do that. How do you like this?
Oh, God.
Take this along this moment.
25.
Yeah.
What'd I get?
You have 8.
That makes it 12 damage.
Okay.
Take this! This!
Does it worry anybody else that Jeremy's got an abacus that he's calculating hit points with?
It does. He can't do it mentally.
It's easier that way. Now, Ben's character, somebody who doesn't move, he's just like, stop.
Well, he'll try to do a cutting feint. 22 versus AC, and a critical failure. He's good at it, though. But he does shift a mighty.
He still had an FU I'm awesome if he wanted to avoid that critical failure.
Yeah, he does.
If he has one, yeah, he'll use it to avoid that critical failure.
Okay. Just eat it.
So then he hits twice.
I think those work better. Maybe we should just purchase dots.
8.
They wouldn't really bank their way.
No. But if I had enough dots, I could just be like, he banked right down the sheet.
13 total points of damage.
And the big guy?
Mm-hmm.
It's so rude.
And he's dead.
So rude. Stabbing the Yeti. He's just playing with the Silver Santa toy. Okay. Well, then he will stand up.
Right?
And
be by full from.
I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Then he will, as a free action, use Stunning Screech on the guy right next to him. Will 17 hit his fortitude?
Hit his fortitude, no.
What foot?
Fortitude is an 18.
Then he'll do a double attack against him. No, he won't. He will just stand there and be a stupid
Yeti. If he ends his turn there, the Guardian of Faith will attack.
He has to, because he can't move.
He's in his board.
You said his fortitude was what?
His fortitude is a 22.
No. He does not hit.
James.
Yes?
It's all you.
Oh, that's all me now.
It is.
Oh. Well then, if it's all me, then Firewall is on.
I don't know if you're high enough level yet for that.
That's not it. I am.
Well, there you go.
No,
you wanted to use a Fireball, you could.
No.
See if cotton candy is fine with
it. It should be.
Please. Is it or each HP? Oh, I see. Each creature, of course. I should have. Okay, yeah, magic missile. I guess all magic missile, then bottle soul man.
Okay, that's fine. It hit him first.
Wait. 16.
God. He dances out of the way. He pulls up a shield of fur. Nick, you.
From his
What was it? Was it a scrotum protector or something?
Yeah. Scrotum of protection.
He just jumps up.
We're gonna do this.
I would be really worried if it jumped up and blocked all those.
Well, you're next to the dog, your AC is at a +2.
Yeah.
The dog
is really? My AC is +2. Awesome.
Sweet.
Okay. Okay.
It's a carrot that surrounds him.
I think we're going to have somebody kidnap the dog.
No!
Let's get him alive.
Lance of Faith against Reflex. Ooh, ouch.
I don't think
that's going to hit. But how about
Bodyguard back?
14? Would that hit his Reflex? No.
Piss on that doggy.
Can you swim in magma?
Oh, hold on. 16?
Yes.
16?
16 will not hit.
I'm just remembering that supplement you showed.
Oh, yeah.
When you fall in lava, you die!
Do you want to try anything else?
What game is this?
It was supplemental for all games.
It was a free supplement for all role-playing games about lava.
You can.
And its basic premise was, if you fall in lava, you die.
Sure, I'll try that again.
You're not get a saving throw. You die.
Okay, how
you
about...
You go with lava and you die.
I kind of like the Paizo rules for it. It was 20d8
damage. 30? That will hit. A 30 will hit.
Okay.
And there's two arrows in his chest that say a 30 will hit.
Okay.
And it's still there. It's from before.
And then little flags on it saying 30.
Wow. 28. Okay,
yeah. You take like secondary damage. Not
20d6,
but like.
No, someone else says you die.
Like 5d6.
Yeah, supplemental knows. You pass your first save, supplemental knows. You're a die.
Whopping 6 damage.
That's not right. Yeah, that's
not woohoo!
Yeah.
And come on, man.
Who wants a power bonus? The dog or the. Or whoever else that is right there?
Him.
Okay. You need a power bonus to your next attack roll against the target.
Power bonus of. 2?
Plus 2, yeah.
Okay. So, Yeti friendly. Well, Ethan, how are you going to do?
Oh, is it actually my turn?
Yes.
Is it my turn or Ben's turn?
Wait. That was turn. Actually... Sorry, Des, he says I'm at 7 plus the feet. I always forget the feet. Sorry, 7.
Take
the extra point off. He's dead now, right? He's dead. Isn't he?
He's dead, Jim. He's dead.
He's not dead. Dang it.
Yeah, it is actually your turn.
That point would make a difference.
He's taking up, what, these squares?
Yeah.
Or,
okay. Basically.
So, yeah. Okay. Right, actually, he will not move. He'll stay over there. And try Winter's Breath. With a... Oh, versus... His fortitude is like a 22, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So he'll mess with that then. Miss with the fortitude, minor action on the dog. Dog turns to chew on the bloody Yeti.
Yeah.
The bloody. 19 hit?
Armor class, no.
Okay.
Yeti is going to frenzy. Still. Wait, maybe he's not. I have to see if he recharges. No, he's not going to frenzy. He's going to attack the freaking dog!
We're gonna
13 and 8 on the dog. Damn.
What AC did they hit?
They hit a
armor class 100.
20 and an 18. Did the 18 not hit?
The 18 will hit. That is his AC. So he takes how much? 13 and what?
13 and...
8.
8, so
21. 21
total.
Back is the to the top.
He will shortly, yes. He's not bloody yet, though.
Okay, yes. Scott.
What a dog.
It is all you.
Jeez. Holy crap, what is this? Is this like a pit bull? Combined with a... Combined with a...
It's a dog bodyguard template.
Bloodhound? Or what?
It's in the same points. That's
it's a rat carrier.
Yeah, it's a rat carrier. So he has 68 hit points.
But
so
seriously, what kind of dog is this?
He's taking 30 points of damage, so he's not bloody yet.
Does he have, like uber plate armor? What is he? How is he...
He's just...
What
like that?
How?
He's a dire wolf, I think.
She's stats are based on the regular wolf. He's technically just a big dog.
It was funny.
But he has the bodyguard template, which is stuff just because he's...
Lord.
The Yeti that's closest to Ethan, I will take a howling strike.
Okay.
How do you get the bodyguard template?
I negotiated with Jeremy.
Oh.
No sexual favors this time.
Okay.
This time.
I promised him your TV.
Yeah. And I said yes.
How you gonna get the TV?
I know, that's not my problem.
I'm working on that.
We do get
28 hit.
Told him I'd deal with it when I'm done with
28,
yes.
Well, if anyone looks at my TV, I'm probably going to sell it really cheap.
What TV?
Are you just selling off everything?
Well, no, it's just that there are some issues with it, but like I said, if I'm going to sell it really cheap, there are some slight issues with it.
20 points of damage?
10% of the time, 20? If you play something really jiggity, like a PlayStation 1 game on it, it'll act funny and the lines will
that was probably
start dashing up into line, but you can reset the thing. But actually, the funny thing is, the better the better the
was
the resolution.
Was there anything else you wanted to do, Scott?
The better it looks. I mean, they wouldn't do that stuff as much, which is weird. But
CRT HD went.
That's a fast.
It's 1080. It can go up to 1080i.
That's it for me.
Okay,
32-inch LCD.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to attack the abominable snowman.
Okay, his armor class is 22. His reflex is a 19.
Armor class, and I hit it.
Okay.
But for some weird reason, when I play PlayStation 1 games or some old game on there, that's why I don't play games on but PlayStation 3.
12 and 14. Damage? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do get our encounter powers back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just not the dailies. Yeah, because we didn't decide to sleep or whatnot. That's a pretty cool daily.
Sleep is for
sleep is for the weak, man.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Melissa's turn. Yeah.
Sleep is for those that don't like to heal everybody up because they could be bashing the skulls in it, like instead of.
And.
Ethan,
even if I miss, I do some damage.
Ethan, do you know what's causing that? Stuff with the TVs and stuff, is just going bad or what is it?
No, I would guess it's probably because it's it's a non-HD signal coming in.
Okay.
I would guess it's probably a setting on the TV you just have to monkey with, honestly. But I really wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
Sacred Flame on the
because your TV's bloody still fine, your Xbox 360 plays is fine still on,
okay.
Right?
Yeti.
Most of the time.
It's just the regular PlayStation games.
Most of the time. Sometimes it wigs out on other things, but not as often. I mean, not nearly as often.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
I
mean,
26 versus Reflex.
That will hit.
I would say if it does it on non-high def stuff. Or does it do it on any on everything?
Well, it
7
does
points
on
damage,
but
and
it does it most on the
dog will get 7 temporary hit points.
The dog gains what?
7 temporary hit points. Becca, what?
The dog
like
gets healing.
Okay, I'm gonna move up
to
him.
Okay.
No,
and I'm gonna.
It's the one drawback.
Take my mountain breaker attack.
All right.
Because it is still
and
just
if that
a.
Doesn't hit,
it is
I'm
technically just
use
a creature.
One of my points.
So,
it's not
the first
42?
Time I ever did it.
Yes.
I was playing Temple of Elemental Evil.
No.
On my PC.
I didn't hit that. So I'm gonna say that I hit.
It
see, it sounds like I've seen something like that before, and it's typically just a weak signal coming
damage.
To it.
Okay.
Like a weak video signal. So it might just be something as simple as a video cable. Needing to be replaced.
Plus 5.
Okay. Then all of it needs to be replaced then because it's been going from my PS3 to my 31 want a couple times. Mm-hmm. And I have to reset the whole system again. It lets me reset the whole
yes!
System.
Yay!
Well, that was easy.
This said he was big. I didn't say he was super powerful.
Holy crap!
I yell. No, I
don't. Yeah, these are.
We're in a
strong.
We're in an ice cave. I better not yell.
This huge thing.
Ew.
Okay,
you.
You guys appear by the tree. Damn it!
But you can't get off the board yet. We're gonna have to climb that to get to the silver sand.
That's true. It is Ben's turn.
I have no fly spell.
Ben's turn.
Yes.
Ben's gonna get the silver sand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna go fly.
He climbs up there. Oh! Alright, he's doing that. Abominable dead. He's gonna take you guys on a merry chase. I kept dazing him and he's gonna jump off the cliff. Abominable fuckers! Well, James, it's you and two Yetis. It's a cold, cold night.
A
cold, cold night. It was me and two Yetis. There wasn't anything else I could do. I pulled out my lightsaber and cut him open.
I was in. You think something like that, but in Dirty Rock. You seen Dirty Rock?
Yeah.
You gotta watch Dirty Rock. It's kind of different, but it's fine.
What would you like to do, James?
Imagine this all on one of those Yetis, I guess.
Which
this
one? Okay, that poor dude.
That one.
Who is being brutalized from all sides.
21.
Up, down, around. 21.
Reflex?
Yes, his reflex is a 17.
Okay.
Going
I'm going to
pass.
Right.
Good night.
Good night,
Robin.
Night.
I think their AC is a 20.
20.
Night, Robin.
Night. Night.
Should I risk it?
Six.
I'll do her two attacks for her.
That's fine.
13 damage.
She's unsleeping. I'm going to drink her Lipton tea because it's wonderful.
It's plentiful.
How much damage?
13 damage. I'm back.
You're back?
And I do 15 damage to my own back.
Okay.
I'm dead.
That's not good. Nick, it's all you.
All right. And, okay, I'm sorry. You're this person right here?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, just confirm. Okay.
Looks like you have blue dragon armor on.
Yeah, something like that. I'm going to attempt a healing strike. Are you at all bloodied or...
I'm hurt. I'm not bloodied.
Jazad, I mean, typically...
Surge?
Oh, yeah.
Jazad, okay. I mean, typically, Scott, you paint horribly. Man, I mean, terrible.
Yeah, all of them I've seen. Okay. It's been crap. Come on.
Does 21 hit the Yeti that's bloodied?
Yes.
The AC, rather.
See the snowman?
AC, yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, the snowman's funny.
That's awesome.
I found the Reaper mini pack book for you guys. It's a big stick.
It also looks like it's
from Zuka.
Yeah, it looks like he's getting ready to use a law.
I got two more I'm painting up. So.
What were those?
It's just some Reaper minis had these snow goons, and it was three snowmen miniatures that were all different poses. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta get that.
The snow goons are cool.
17 damage.
I don't know what I'll ever use them for.
What?
I was like,
Has there been any expansions for that zombie game?
Yeti 1 is dead.
No one's yet. They put out the new game.
He's dead.
He is dead. Him and his helmet is dead.
Alright, awesome.
Alrighty.
Poor Yeti.
Dog's running out of people to mark here.
I know. Ethan, it's you. This Yeti hasn't been really hurt.
Yeah,
he's been ignoring him.
He's pretty much okay
for the time being.
Okay, well,
yeah, but there's a whole point about to start hitting him.
I know he's
for
like
the time being.
Awkward.
Crap.
I have no friends.
Shapeshift and I move.
He stole our dog.
Minor for the dog.
What are you looking at, Santa?
Doink.
That's a damn dog.
26 to hit.
Yeah.
It's a dog has combat advantage. It first of all knocks him prone.
Oh, he is so loving on you.
9 points of damage.
Yeah, I'm doing on time.
That calls for an avalanche strike.
Great.
He's not going to fart on me, is he? Kind of like
possibly.
Not.
If you kill him. He's going to stand up as his move action.
Still marked by the dog.
It's okay. He's going to charge Ben's character.
He's going to charge Ben's character.
He is.
Okay.
I know he's going to get an attack of opportunity.
I'll get an attack of opportunity from you and me.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just have to use a Howling Strike since I can use that as a basic attack.
True. Why did I roll a d3?
I don't know.
I thought I grabbed a d20. Yeah, that one made him.
24 versus his AC.
Uh-huh.
Aw, sad. Only 13 points of damage.
Okay. He is charging, but he's using a bull rush.
Okay.
Against Ben's character.
Ben.
Now he gets a minus 2, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 16 plus his... plus. And
what do you,
it's just a strength.
What are you aiming for is... Oh, it's a bull rush,
yeah,
so that's against fortitude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Strength checks. His fortitude's an 18. Defense.
Then, yes, he will hit.
Okay.
And he's trying to...
Ball rush will...
I need him... Yeah, that's fine. But I need him to make a...
something check.
Dexterity. No. Let's do a... I need a check, basically, to hold on to the Silver Santa. So
I would say just a saving throw.
That works.
That way it's 50-50. He loses the Santa.
Okay, so Silver Santa goes sliding...
Goes flying...
...forward, and is now at your feet.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that works.
Well, it's in the air. Did somebody reach up and grab it, or what?
There's nobody to reach up and grab it.
Nobody.
No, he climbed up on top of the dead corpse of the peaceful, abominable snowman. Who was
it's what I figured he would have done. Yeah.
I would have done that too. I'd be like, yeah, that was mine. Fuck it, did. All right, well, Scott.
Scott.
It's all you.
I think, okay, let's see. Move up, so I've got combat advantage on the Yeti.
Okay.
Yep. And let's avalanche strike him. Drop my guard, put all my strength into a devastating overhead swing.
Okay. Maggie.
Ooh, not with that. Have you, I'm awesome.
Okay. People at home are like, what the hell?
This is the most profanity-ridden Christmas special I've ever heard!
Next time, kids, it's only gonna get worse.
Gee, can't wait.
Yeah.
Next time we talk to Frosty.
Mm-hmm. 19 points of damage.
Okay.
And...
he is bloody.
He will get +4 bonus to... attack rolls against me next turn.
Yeah, he's quite happy to do that if he can also do what he's going to try to do.
Okay.
Alright, there's a lot of people between him and them, though. It's Robin.
Quack, quack.
Burn.
Robin hasn't moved from that spot.
I don't think so.
She was like, eh.
All right, what's yeah, Melissa?
It's like sits down in an easy chair.
Melissa will use her move action to move the guardian up next to
Skippy
the Wonder Yeti,
and then she will Sacred Flame.
One of these days, though, one of these weekends, we should try to do a marathon game. Just pick a weekend, just try it. Which one of us can run it? It can be even. I mean,
22 versus his reflex.
Yeah.
You are not baiting me, no.
22 versus his reflex.
Yes. You mean like a all night?
All weekend.
Go until people go.
Like pass out. Go.
10 points of damage.
Yeah. 10 points.
Is that what we're doing now?
No. Well, I mean now.
Yeah. We're playing tomorrow.
We're playing tomorrow, so. We... But, anyway.
What's tomorrow?
Becca, it
my
is
okay.
What is the gumdrop right now?
What kind of action is picking up
the Guardian
Santa?
Of Faith?
Right.
Just picking up will be a minor
action.
Okay, and I want to throw it to Robin's character.
Okay. Well, that would be a standard action.
Okay.
Now, just roll. You can either roll to hit her, or you can just try to...
You can... I move it up to this, how would I get flanking with the
just
guardian
on the other side? Or it's a range attack.
You move there, you would, yes.
I would.
And tell me what you get.
7.
It's slick over here. Yeah, that works. You've got the strength. It's not the problem. It's just
the direction. Boom!
That's not. It's over there. What? I club things. I don't throw things.
You're closer.
It looks like an ice cube. And then
I get a move action?
Uh-huh.
Can I share the same square as this?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's not actually physically there.
You could put it on your head.
Oh, sorry.
You're just causing mayhem now, Becca.
Becca's like, whack, whack, whack.
That's what I do.
I cause mayhem.
I'm done.
Okay. Mayhem is done. Excellent.
Well, it's Ben's character's turn.
Do you want to go in the bedroom? Is that it? You need to go.
Say hi to mom. All right, he'll do a double strike. Probably not, but okay. He hits AC 21 and 22.
Yes. Yes and yes.
Take 6, 7, 11 points of damage.
Okay. Oh, he was bloody, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, it's been bloody for a while now. James.
Yeah.
Hitting with Orchid, that's all that's left.
Yeah. I shall
hopefully kill some friends.
Hopefully I can kill them this time.
You got the reflex or something like that.
I shall magic missile. Let's do that, hopefully. Natural 20.
Okay, you crit, so just give me max damage.
It's max damage for the magic missile.
Mm-hmm.
Is 15 damage.
Okay, not liking that at all.
Damn.
Nick.
I can kill anybody. Okay, cool.
We'll just think back, you killed a brain with a dagger.
In a previous edition.
In a previous edition. What are you killing?
Lance of Faith against Relax.
That's not like that third edition. That seems like I could do more than third edition.
Which would be about 15 plus 9, be 25?
25 full hit.
Yeah, okay. Not so.
The poor Yeti.
Oh, that
this Christmas is all about killing.
Greed? No killing.
Yay!
So far there has been a lot of greed. It's been pretty sherry. It's been like, oh, well. Yeah.
6 damage. And who wants a plus 2 power bonus to attack roll?
Next person is Ethan.
Next person.
You can take that.
Give it to the dog.
Or the dog.
No, I'm, give it to me, actually.
Whatever, that's fine.
You gotta make a grab for the damage. Silver Santa and.
You get the damage. Okay.
Dog goes and gets the Silver Santa.
Fetch, go and fetch! Okay, he is the Silver Santa now.
Actually, it needs to be.
But he goes over there.
Sorry. No,
he needs to be too hard.
It's his now!
Come get it.
You can bury it in the snow.
Tail wagging.
Silver Santa. There's no Silver Santa.
And I'll move up there.
Buried in the backyard. That's why Santa's missing a leg.
I'll do a. That won't hit.
Should you do a Feng Shui one on. What holiday do you take? April Fool's?
I can do Feng Shui whenever.
Feng Shui what?
April Fool's.
I would run Feng Shui if you guys. I would run Feng Shui at the drop of a hat, honestly. So.
Feng Shui's funny. Okay, anyway, what do you get?
I missed.
Nothing.
I tried to chew on it and missed.
Poor Yeti. Save his god or save his life. Or be surrounded.
Has everybody been more of a watchman?
Move through my square.
What? Coming out next March.
March,
one,
yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Finally,
yeah.
Okay, well, four characters. Then he's going to get this guy can frenzy.
Well, except his surrender.
My birthday, I guess.
Yeah, it's a 6, I think.
Good point.
Cool. That's
well, it's either the 6 or 20.
Do that.
That's
alright.
20 is okay.
Okay. Actually, the Yeti will surrender. If you will take his surrender, he will surrender. In Yeti fashion.
No, that's not horse size.
Yeti fashion.
I thought we don't kill this thing. It hasn't done anything wrong.
Can we make him a pet? Can he protect us? Then why are we letting him surrender?
He'll sit on the floor.
Can we like
and cry.
Can we kill him? Or can we...
And cry as you take away his
is there a
I give him a good berry. I go here.
5 points?
5 points.
That was my good berry.
I'll give you more later.
You're the one that killed him. Or has everybody else murdered him anyway?
Then I will take the Silver Santa from my dog.
Okay.
And then break it open.
Okay. Well, congrats to all the camp. Looking at Mark. Good recipe.
That's 200 XP, you say? You're keeping track of that? Because I haven't been keeping track of anything.
I think it's divided up.
That's so far what the... Yeah.
Yeti. You. You.
I have
money now.
Money!
Staff of Fiery Might.
Ooh. That could be fun.
Obsidian Steed.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Again? Ooh.
I think the other was something else.
No, what was obsidian steed?
And a resounding weapon.
What is that?
I didn't know I had two obsidian steed.
Oh. Well, let's see. Obsidian steed. Conjure horse appears to be made of obsidian. As a free action, you can spend a healing surge when activating.
Is the other one a horse too?
Temporary hit points equal to your healing surge value.
Oh, well.
Resounding weapon, plus two. Could be on a hammer, flail, mace, sling, or staff. Attack rolls and damage rolls get that plus two bonus. Plus 1d6 thunder damage per plus. Daily power, free action. Use this power when you hit with the weapon. The target is dazed until the end of your next turn. And then the Staff of Fiery Might is obviously a staff. It's a plus two staff. Additional d8 fire damage per plus on a critical. Daily power is free action. Use this power when using a power that has the fire keyword. After rolling damage, you can re-roll a number of damage dice equal to or less than the staff's enhancement bonus. You must keep the new results, and you can't re-roll any die more than once.
Basically, you re-roll dice to fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you burn things.
Can I equip my mace for that? Whatever it was, resounding weapon, or that was for mace or what else?
Hammer, flail, mace, sling, or staff.
Does anybody have anything, any one of those that they want?
I've got a warhammer, but you go ahead. I took the armor, so you go ahead, dude.
I've already got armor. Can I equip that? Or make that part of it?
The armor was plate, which was why I took it, so...
Well, Jeremy, does that work? Does it equip that as far as that's concerned?
Yeah. Sweet. As long as it doesn't already have a magical thing on it.
I don't think it does.
Thank you. Alrighty, well, and you go back to the end of the cave, and there's a ride. You ride back, and I'm assuming
we're going to go rest.
We're going to go rest. Let me have everybody write down their XP. We have 730 XP. That's split between the whole party.
So 7:30 split between the party, or everybody
that's already
gets
split. Everybody gets 730.
Sweet.
Not bad.
I've already split. So.
How many experience points do we get for?
20s are 100. Ones are 50.
So that means
I got
20s are what?
20s are 100.
7 what was it?
730. I didn't count Ben's character in the count because I don't know how long he's going to be joining us.
Okay. Well, I'll write down his XP anyway. Enough that it really won't matter for him, I guess. But.
Yeah, he's just a visitor.
Alrighty. End part one.
End part one.
Concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night, and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something. than you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and BC would make everything alright.